Indeed, it's only by God's grace why we are here. So why don't we just praise and honor the Lord for sustaining us for the past 2 days, allowing us to feast in His Word. And for this evening, we're going to talk about God's love for the church. And I hope you all know this, that we are the church. So please tell this to your seatmate. We are the church. And you know, God has been so gracious to His church and to His people. Just like, for example, for me personally, I just want to take this opportunity to, again, honor and praise the Lord for His grace for my family. Because 2 days ago, my wife and I just celebrated our 7th wedding anniversary. And it's all by God's grace. So honey, I just want to say that I truly appreciate you. You are God's tangible grace in my life, and I love you so much. Thank you for your support. You know, whenever I officiate a wedding, I would always encourage the couples, and even in our couples D group, that for you to enjoy marriage, or even what other relationship that you can do inside the church, you need to understand what biblical love is. Are you following? Because most of the time, the reason why a lot of couples or even families fail to experience God's blessing, unity, joy, and peace is because they are heavily influenced by the worldly love. Diba? When we look at the word or the world, it teaches us to be transactional. Diba? The world is teaching us if you want to succeed in any kind of relationship, it should always be give and take. Sometimes they are promoting that if you invest something, you need to make a profit out of it. And that's the worldly love. But when you go to the Bible, biblical love that is required of us as a church to share to other churchmates or even our spouses is what we call an unconditional and sacrificial love. It's always about giving. It's one or zero. It's not 50-50. And as a church, we are supposed to be known by this kind of love. And that's why we're going to talk about a very familiar and famous passage to all of us. And I hope you read this already. It says in John 13:34-35, let's all read this together. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. And you know, when you try to interpret the passage itself, from these two verses, we can take at least three main points. Like for example, the content of Jesus' commandment, the result of obeying that command, and the manner by which we are to obey the commandment. Since we are focusing on God's love for us, for the church, I just want all of us to focus heavily and magnify the words, just us. Can you please say that again with me? Just us. You know, the word just us in the original language, it stresses the quality and quantity. That is what God is requiring for all of us as a church. To love one another, to love other people, just as Christ loved the church. The quality and quantity of His love. And if there's one thing that I want you to pray for yourselves, to pray for our church, leaders, and even members and volunteers, it is to keep on discovering God's love. Can you please say that to your seatmate? Keep on discovering God's love. Shall we just bow down our heads and pray? Father, we humbly ask you, Lord. Holy Spirit, please speak through me as we deliver and study your word. Protect us from any distraction. May you please bring us revival, and may you please remove any stronghold, foothold of the enemy. Open the eyes and ears of your people and allow us to encounter you in a very personal way as we study your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So we all know that the background of the passage that we're studying tonight came after Jesus washed the disciples' feet. But for me, the reason why I want to focus on the words just us is because I want all of us to understand the what, when, where, why, how of God's love in us. You know, you see, you can copy and imitate the Lord by washing one another's feet. or putting in a little different context as you serve one another. But if you don't know the entirety of that love, of God's love for us, we may miss the point. Are you following? Because as a church, we are so good at loving other people for our selfish gains, for manipulation. And if you are doing it in the wrong manner, you will miss a lot, and at the same time, you will frustrate yourself. That's why right now, as we try to navigate and again, understand, study, and pray to, for us to discover His love, let's just focus on the quality and quantity of God's love. Like what I've said, it's good to answer, no? Using the whole counsel of God. When did this love started ba? In the passage, but did it start when Jesus removed the garments? Did it start when He poured the water, start washing the feet, or after correcting Peter? When? You know, when you step a little further back, you will see in the entire counsel of God, even in the passage that we just read, He says in verse 18, if I'm not mistaken, I know whom I've chosen. And if we want to understand His love, it's very clear when you go to the Bible, He says He has chosen us even before the foundation of the world. Can you just try to imagine that for a second? Just try to pause and analyze and try to understand the gravity of that love. He loved us. He knew us even before we were formed. In Psalm 139, it says there, You know us. You see my unformed substance. David was saying that to the Lord. And in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, it says in NLT version, even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy without fault in His eyes. And I was praying to the Lord, Lord, if You are called, You calling us to love, just as You love Your disciples, Your church, understanding that You have chosen us, not by accident, but with the favor and with love. How can we appreciate that? How can we appreciate that? And you know, the Lord allowed me to be reminded of one of my experiences as a father. You know, the first time I saw the line of this test, my wife getting the positive result, not from COVID, okay, but from pregnancy test. I kid you not, I was leaping with joy. I was crying already, praising God for the possibility of having a child. I don't know yet his or her gender because it's a pregnancy test. There's no ultrasound results yet. But the idea of having someone in our life, blessing from the Lord, tremendous joy. Fast forward after 9 months, when the doctor called me to go to the delivery room because my first child will come out from her mother. You know why? I was shocked. And the doctor scolded me. She said, "Hoy, ano ginagawa mo? Mag-picture ka na." Patranslate na lang po sa iba, no? But he was just telling me, "What are you doing? Take a photo, record the video," because I was in awe when I saw my daughter. And you know, when the first time I held her in my hand, there was so much oxytocin in my life, in my body, that I was praying, committing myself, that I would be willing to give my all for my child. And yet, comparing this love of mine for my children to the love of God for us, choosing us even before the foundation of the world with love and favor, it's evil. My love for my child is evil compared to the love of God for all of us without even proving something. He loves you that much. So what now? If God initiates His love, so let's love others first. As a church, we should be known by this. We are loving people, our churchmates, not because we are called to react nor even respond, But as a church, it's good to start praying, oh nga, no, Lord, who can I give love today? Who can I pray for? Because you have loved me this much, therefore I don't need to wait for a calamity to act upon showing your love to other people. Your love, discovering your love for me is so enough that it will motivate me to love others. Next, if we are called to discover His love, again, going back to the words, just us, remember that the illustration of Jesus washing of the feet is part of the greater story of salvation. And you know what, church? Even at this very present time, yes, God loves us first before the foundation of the world. And now I want you to hear this out. God loves you so much. And He is continually washing you with your sins and failures. And sometimes the reason why some of our church members or brothers and sisters in faith fail to appreciate, stop discovering that love of God towards us, because number one, they use a wrong weighing scale for sin. Are you following? Sometimes we thought that there's a bigger sin and there's a smaller sin. But going back to the paradise, the Lord just told the two people not to eat that fruit. And what happened when they did that? Entire human race and the creation are bound to destruction because of that failure. But still, God is telling us that we are ought to love one another just as He loves us now, presently, completely, and unconditional. And maybe for some of you, you are saying, Julius, you don't know my sin. You don't know my sin. Now let me encourage you with this. You don't know your God. Just try to imagine, in Romans it says, God demonstrates His love towards us while we were yet sinners. If God can love you that much, and Christ is not yet in your life, how much more now? Are you following? How much more that Christ is already in you? Therefore, don't ever believe on that lie that you don't know my sin. I sin big time. Yes, God knows it, and His love is far greater than sin, than that sin, because He loves you still. Another reason why a lot of us cannot really experience His love is it's because we sometimes feel like entitled of His love. What do I mean by that? There's what we call self-righteousness in our lives. And because of this self-righteousness, we thought that we are entitled of God's love. That's why we fail to appreciate His love for us. But when you go again to the Bible, using this as a mirror, sometimes it's hard to say, some of us, we use other people's sin as a mirror, comparing ourselves to them. And by doing so, we feel holier, better, kinder. But the thing is, when you try to go to the Bible and try to use this as a mirror, God will reveal to us that we are entitled to go to hell. But because of Christ in the church, in us, because of His mercy and grace, we are not now entitled. Try to imagine your hearts and minds will be a flash drive. And we will play it right now on the screen. And the screen will show the deepest secrets, favorite sins that we have. And I don't know about you, but I believe none of us will stay here. But praise be to God, because of His love, we are here. And His love for us is always complete and perfect and unconditional. And maybe the last reason why it's hard for some of us or for us to understand and appreciate having this motivation to keep on discovering God's love is because we take it for granted because of what we are doing right now. We feel good of everything that we are doing. Now, I remember last year, by God's grace and by the grace of our church, I was commissioned as a pastor. And after that commissioning, the day after that, I go to Ormoc to preach the gospel to the students of Tacloban, Ormoc, and other cities in that Eastern Visayas region. My first message was Father's love. And to tell you honestly, after commissioning, it's a mixed emotion. I was afraid because of the responsibility, but at the same time, I was encouraged because God has given me a bigger microphone. Same mission, same vision, different and bigger responsibility. So after I preached the message about Father's love, you know, God allowed me to witness students coming into Christ. And as a preacher, I know it's the Holy Spirit's work, but I feel good about that preaching. I'm praising the Lord for allowing me to be used by Him. But you know what? Praise God for our wives. If you are seated next to your wife, tell her, praise God for your life. Ayaw nyo ah. Praise God, why? You know, my wife approached me after the preaching. And she told me, alam mo, ang galing ni Lord. God is so amazing. Just try to imagine, you got saved because of the message of Father's love. And the first message you preach as an official pastor was Father's love. You know, after I heard that to my wife, I was just crying all night, praising and thanking God. Because God, on that encounter, God was telling me that this is how much He loves me. He loves us. That His love for us is complete and perfect. It's the same before you came to know the Lord and even up to now. Are you following? It's not because of our pieties, performance, or position. Always remember this, church. We are here not because we love God, but because He loves us. Therefore, if His love for us is complete and perfect presently, this love should overflow through us. As a church, we should be more loving to those brothers and sisters who have fallen into sin. Stop mocking and gossiping them. As a church, if we know that His love and forgiveness is always in us, start forgiving. If you have been hurt by your leaders, start forgiving. If you have been hurt by your D group mate, na mahilig mangutang, even though we always say in CCF, it's not allowed, forgive. Stop treating other people with double standard treatment. Treat all the people inside the church equally. Because that is the love of the Lord that has been shown in the passage. Even Judas experienced the washing of the feet. Even Peter, even Thomas, even those two disciples who are hot-headed. Keep on spreading God's love. And as we finish, as we end and go to our prayer time, you know, the word "just us," in a theological sense, His love for us is foundational for our justification, sanctification, and glorification. And if you really have this right discovery and understanding of God's love, it will be your anchor and you will finish strong. Are you here? It will be your anchor and you will finish strong. You know, this year, God has been so gracious again, and this is my 20th year as a Christian. I'm not that old po ah. Bata pa po ako. Maagal lang po nakakilala kay Lord. I just came to know the Lord at an early age. And whenever I hear the passages about race and running and being welcomed by God as good and faithful servant, it gives me this inner zeal to give my best. When I was in high school, stock knowledge lang. But when I came to know the Lord, I see to it that as a Christian, I will do my best. If I'm not sick, I will serve. Whatever I can do. Because I want to hear that that welcoming of our Lord and Savior when I face Him, and He will say to me, "Welcome, welcome, good and faithful servant." But now, at hindsight, as I keep on discovering His love for me, I can honestly say that I'm not good, not even faithful all the time. But I know I will still finish up to the end. Why? Because I know at the end of it all, when Jesus welcomes me, it's not because of my works. That is the reason why I will kneel down and worship God, because I know to myself that, Lord, You are welcoming me now because of Your love, grace, and mercy for me. And that is God loves His church from beginning, from past, present, and future. That's why my prayer for all of us is to make this habit of discovering His love as our sole motivation as we keep on obeying God. Before we close in prayer, there will be only two responses in this message. And if you are a lost brother in the church, you thought you are a Christian but you are really not, you will say, okay lang pala magkasala. It's okay to drink sin as if it's a water. Because at the end, His love is greater than my sins. But if you are a true believer, and God allows you to understand through His Holy Spirit, to see the importance of discovering His love, you will say to yourself, if this is God's love, then I will worship more. I will pray more. I will read the Bible more. I will pursue holiness more. I will share the gospel more. I will give my all. I want to be more of Jesus. And that is my challenge to all of us. That this should be our prayer to our pastors, elders, leaders, ministry heads. That the only motivation why we are doing what we are doing is because we are continuously discovering His love for all of us. Tell it to your seatmate, God loves you so much. Shall we pray? Father, we thank You so much for this time that You allowed us to hear Your love for us. Thank You for Your example. Thank You for Your complete, perfect, and unconditional love towards us. And I just pray as we come before You in worship and in prayer, may You please search our hearts, Lord. If there is something that is hindering our hearts to discover Your love, remove it, Lord. And maybe there are people right now who are present in this room or maybe watching online. Who did not yet experience Your love. Holy Spirit, touch their hearts and allow them to encounter You in a very personal way. We pray for our church, our leaders, ministry heads, pastors, elders. May Your love will always be the motivation in everything we do. We bring You back all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.